Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Big Bad Toy Store, where you can pre-order the newest waves of Hasbro Marvel Universe, Marvel Legends, and Marvel Movie action figures. With foreign toys, high-end statues, prop replicas, hot toys, and more, Big Bad Toy Store is the first stop for Marvel collectors. Plus, check out their other great toys and collectibles, and use their pile of loot to save on shipping. Find it all at BigBadToyStore.com. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 96 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And this is Justin.
And we have a totally different type of show for you this week.
My Little Pony?
No, It's still talking Marvel toys.
Oh, whew, I thought I was going to have to get touched in the back of a bike shop again.
Again, I like that.
Where's your bike shop, Justin?
It's in a bad part of town.
But we're not going to be doing
the Spectacular Store Report.
Sure.
Sales to astonish.
Or any of that this week. Instead, we've realized, thanks to listener voicemails, emails, tweets, Facebook posts, forum posts, that Hasbro is just damn confusing. And we're going to try to sort out this mess for you. So we're going to talk about the last five waves of Marvel Universe, because this year we're actually getting five waves of figure shipping. We're going to talk that through, talk about Avengers figures and all of that. So sit back. We hope you enjoy the show. Before we get to Hasbro, though, thought I'd provide an update for those who listened to our last show with my Sideshow Premium format debacle.
And it was a debacle.
I'm not sure debacle's the right word. That's not grandiose enough. Need something above debacle. Travesty?
Oh, that makes it sound like there's human tragedy involved. I mean, this is really just Arnie and some broken statues and some glossy crotches. A toy skirmish? A toy stalemate?
No, because that all implies war. Debacle is specifically.
Yes, you were going to war with Sideshow, yes.
I think I got it. The toy Fuster Cluck.
There you go.
Fuster Cluck.
Sold.
Where's the chicken?
Well, I got my Sideshow cleaning kit that they promised.
I was so excited because I was home the day it arrived, and I immediately opened that package for you.
You couldn't wait to see what magical cleaning tools that they have now imbibed us with.
Oh, well, then I was wondering, well, if we had these magical cleaning tools, why don't we get this all the time? Why can't I buy this? Until I opened the box and realized it was just crap. It was like a shoeshine kit.
I will tell you what was contained in this kit.
Disappointment.
Shattered dreams.
It's very nicely boxed, as are all of Sideshow's items, in this wonderful black and white box. And inside, there are instructions about how to clean the items. And I get scissors. Tiny little scissors. Because you want to cut your item regularly, I'm sure. I think it's to remove extra threads. Tweezers.
To pluck chinny chin hairs? I don't understand what the tweezers are for.
I'm thinking, as they're metal, you don't want to really do too much with them, but if there's a little tiny piece you got to remove, maybe some tweezers. A microfiber cloth. A lint roller. A tiny little lint roller.
One for gnomes?
Wait, is it in scale so like a hot toy can hold it?
No, it's far too big for that. It would be to a hot toy, it would be like a large rolling pin to a human.
Ah.
And then a brush that looks somewhat like a paintbrush, but also reminds me a lot of Marjorie's makeup brushes.
So somebody went to the dollar spot at Target.
Yes.
And threw together this kit for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have read my mind or my posts over at statuemarvels.com because I was thinking the Walgreens travel section. All I needed were some tiny nail clippers and I just had a travel grooming kit.
And a little teeny thing of thread and you'd be all set.
But I maintained hope. I took my cleaning kit down, and I tried the microfiber cloth, and no, didn't remove the big paint smear or smudge or wear that has occurred on my Deadpool. And so, desperate, I'm like, maybe this brush is a magic brush.
Arnie, your naiveness is so cute.
So, neither of those worked. Now, according to the people on Statue Marvels, what they think is going on is actually they're putting wax paper under Deadpool's chest so that the bandolier he wears doesn't scratch the chest. But ironically, this protective measure, since they used wax paper instead of tissue paper, is sanding areas of the chest. So, I wrote the following email, and I didn't send it, but this is the email I wrote. I did send a scaled down version.
Oh boy.
So is this like the comeback you think of, like, after an altercation on the way home?
That's called the wisdom of the stairs, Justin, because you think of the perfect comeback on the way down the stairs on the way out.
No. This is the first draft. This is what I would have sent had I not decided perhaps it was a bridge too far.
We might have a new title.
William, the care kit arrived today. Thank you for sending it. However, I have attached before and after pictures, and despite spending considerable time using the microfiber cloth on the statue, the paint errors have not magically disappeared. Initially, I thought the kit you sent must be the answer. After all, you wouldn't send me a box full of drugstore items if it wouldn't correct the issue. So I spent nearly a full hour tonight working with that cloth trying to remove the defects from Deadpool's chest and leg. After almost an hour, I switched to the brush, thinking maybe it had the mojo needed to correct the issue. Now I realize this is not the case. Unless you feel I should try the lint roller next, I'm open to suggestions. Other than dipping the brush in paint and trying to paint it myself, as I have no skill at model making, which is why I pay a premium for your items. I understand from your reply below that all the Deadpool premium formats were similarly damaged. I have visited several forums, most notably Sideshow Freaks, and seen pictures of a dozen Deadpool premium format statues with no damage. Perhaps the fault lies with me. I sent a camera phone photo, thinking that the fact my statue was significantly mispainted would be obvious. The fact that you think a soft cloth can fix it makes me think, due to the photo, you thought it might be dirt or paper somehow on the item. As such, I'm attaching more detailed photos taken in the photo studio where I photograph my numerous Sideshow purchases. I'm sure that upon seeing this, you'll realize this is something you can, and indeed should, replace. I look forward to hearing from you on how we can make this happen. I also copied his boss.
Now, okay, I want to take that one more time. This time, let's do it like it's a Civil War letter to a loved one home. And we're going to have a little harmonica music going in behind you. My dearest Richard, I find it hard to believe.
What I sent was a slightly scaled down version with a little less dripping of the sarcasm.
No, your words have that sarcasm dripping from them.
I changed it to, William, the care kit arrived today. Thank you for sending it. However, nothing in this box seems able to fix the problem found in my Deadpool premium format. That I included the I've visited forums. And I did keep perhaps the fault lies with me. I sent a camera phone photo thinking that my statue was significantly mispainted would be obvious. And then they only allow small attachments on their email. So I said, to rectify this, I took this Deadpool into the photo studio where I photograph all my Sideshow purchases in the hopes a properly lit photo will make more clear the extent of the errors on my statue. These photos are attached. If you feel they still do not show proper damage, I have uploaded full res images to the Star Wars Action News website. You can view them at this URL.
It's turned into link bait.
Well, that is where we were a week after we last recorded. It has been 2 weeks since we last recorded. But I did hear back, and they're sending me a new body.
What? I thought they were all out.
What they had said on the first email to me was all of them had similar damage, and they would not be able to provide me one that I would be happy with.
Oh.
But now, maybe they found one I will be happy with, or maybe they're sending me another one that I'll be unhappy with. We will find out by our next show, I do hope.
So they're sending you just the body? You're going to have to pop heads and arms and stuff off to replace, or how's that work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's how they do it. Is they'll send me the body with the attached arms, but not like the heads. There's two heads that are magnetically attached, and the hands are magnetically attached, and the accessories and all that. They only send you to replace the piece that's bad, not a whole base and everything.
Got
it. Do we have to smash the body?
They did say that they will be sending me a label for return, so no, I do not get to smash the body.
They probably want to see it, is what I'm wondering now.
They're going to have a whole meeting on this.
Well, it does seem like people on the Sideshow Freaks forums have a lot of issues, some worse than mine. Like, some are getting broken ones, and they're being told, we don't have replacements. So maybe they think a Deadpool with a glossy area of his chest is better than no Deadpool, and they could offer this one up to a less discerning collector.
It's a nice way of saying rube.
Well, no, a lot of people honestly aren't as picky. I mean, I've read people on the Sideshow Freaks forum say this is such a nice sculpt, and it is. And it's such a great piece of Deadpool, and it really conveys his character, that they're going to choose to overlook the glossy spots on the chest.
I say make the rest of them glossy.
Yes, they should have included sandpaper so I can stand the whole thing
really
down.
Really fine grit.
Just some dulling spray. But it sounds like this may have a happy ending yet. You know, hold our breath until you actually get it in hand and find out if it's acceptable. But, you know, in the end, it sounds like Sideshow is keeping up their customer service end on this.
We will see if I get a good one. Unfortunately, yes, people are being told there are none left, and so I'm lucky that I pushed the issue as quickly as I did, and that they're sending me something. Because I really was disappointed in them, and I really was thinking about canceling all of my pre-orders, including asking refunds for all my FlexPay, because if they cannot deliver a good item, then why would I shop there?
Very true.
But fortunately, such a scorched earth philosophy was not necessary, as they are sending me a replacement. Let's cross our fingers on this one.
Arnie, it's not like we're talking about something that happened on the Gaza Strip.
Oh, if you want to put perspective on it, then fine. Thanks for joining us on Marvelicious Toys. We'll be back in a month.
So, with that behind us, and hopefully some good news, as they just informed me my $800 Galactus is about to ship.
How do you sleep at night? And Marjorie, how do you sleep having him be such a ball of nerves all the time?
Well, you've heard of Mother's Little Helper. There's Collector's Wife Little Helper. I don't even know what that means. I don't do drugs. So it sounds like it's a Rolling Stones song about drugs, I think. Ativan, what, Xanax?
Probably Ludes.
Yeah. I have a big bottle of wine.
That'll do the trick.
I sleep very well, but very shortly, as I'm always editing podcasts. I don't know if it's sleeping or just exhaustion passing out. But let's talk about something a little bit less problematic, if not a little bit more sticky, Hasbro Toys. Because I think there's quite a bit of confusion based on everything that's happened. And truthfully, Hasbro has done nothing to make things less confusing.
No, not at all.
They have multiple toy lines with the exact same name.
See, and I pretty much thought I had that figured out. And I, you know, for the most part, I think I do. But there's some stuff going on, like you mentioned up top, with MU that has me confused now.
Well, let's kind of go through it. Because Marvel Universe, the line that got me first interested, well, I guess I was a little interested in Marvel Legends back in the year 2000. When they were called Spider-Man Classics. And when they put out the Howard the Duck figure. But primarily, the first I've ever thought of collecting Marvel Universe figures was Hasbro's 3¾-inch Marvel Universe line. And as it was revealed at San Diego Comic-Con, that line is ending. And I think that's caused a lot of confusion for people as to, does that mean this entire style of figure is going away? Are there not going to be any more 3¾-inch collector's figures and all of that?
And that answer is no. We are going to continue to get 3¾-inch figures, and probably more 3¾-inch figures than we usually get, because there's an extra line of them now.
Yes, there is a line of figures coming starting early 2014 that Hasbro called at San Diego Comic-Con Avengers. I have seen it called Avengers Universe Online, but I wonder if they're calling it that because it is a continuation of Marvel Universe.
Yeah, that seems to make sense, but we have no official word or anything on these. We haven't seen packaging or figures or anything, so who knows what's what.
Yeah, all we know is at Comic-Con we were teased in their PowerPoint, shown some computer graphics of a Grim Reaper and Hyperion figure, but they were just CG mock-ups, and when I was Googling online, I found people really parsing. They're like so hungry for information because Hasbro has provided none. They're like, does that CG sculpt look like it has waist articulation to you? It doesn't look like that to me. What if they're lying and they're reducing articulation?
Armchair figure wrangling.
Every week, right here on Marvelicious Toys.
Right. I think what they tried to emphasize at Comic-Con is that they consider this not the end of the toy line, but a rebranding. I mean, the way they've done with the Star Wars figures, Hasbro's been making Star Wars figures continuously since 1995. But every so often, they change the line name. It was Power of the Force back in the 90s, and then it was Power of the Jedi in the early 2000s, and then it was Saga, and then it was the 30th Anniversary Collection. There's so many different names that they have. Right now, we're dealing with the Black Series, the most uninventive of the names. And that's what this is a refresh, which helps retailers see it as something new and exciting. They don't look at past sales. They see it as a new toy line that they're going to want to stock and sell. And it's also a new look on the pegs, which is something we've commented on in previous shows, how it's impressive that the Marvel Universe figures have been around for so many years and never significantly changed their look. And when you put new cards out on the peg that look significantly different, you catch people's eye and you get people who may have given up on the line or just strayed away to start giving it some attention again. But it gets really confusing because this big, mysterious, collector-oriented line, they say it's going to have a gorgeous card back that is very collector-specific. God, I hope it's not collector-specific the way the Star Wars Black cards are collector-specific.
Yeah.
Don't do me any favors, Hasbro.
Maybe that just means a more character-specific than the generic just Avengers art that we're seeing on these two lines that are out now.
We're not seeing Avengers art. We're seeing Avengers Assemble art because in addition to next year's Avengers figure line, right now in stores is not one, but two different Avengers Assemble lines. There's Avengers Assemble.
These are just the continuation of the Avengers movie line, and there's a new line coming.
But then there's Avengers Assemble All-Stars.
And we talked about those on our last show, the non-articulated, what are we calling them? The crap figures?
Yeah, crap figures. But yes, you won't see the words All-Stars on any of the packaging. But what Hasbro is calling them when you buy them by the case is the All-Stars figures. And there's several lines of these figures that are low price point, $5 or $6, aimed at really young kids. There's the Iron Man 3 All-Stars that have that wonderful corncob Iron Man. And kudos to Jason on our Facebook page for finding a way to turn it into an assembler.
Oh, wow. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, he used corncob holders and got the hands.
But yeah, there's the Iron Man 3 line of those, the Wolverine line of those, which we saw a couple months ago. Had the Silver Samurai, the Ninja, the Logan with his tank top, Wolverine in his classic yellow outfit. And I thought there was one more, but I think I might be forgetting.
There's four. Two Wolverines, Silver Samurai, and Ninja.
Okay. And then that's also something that's been on the shelves over in the Spider-Man area forever, but that one was only ever two figures. We had a red one and then a translucent blue one.
And the confusing thing about the Spider-Man and the Wolverine lines is those lines have no collector counterparts.
Right. That was all they did for those properties. Whereas, like you're saying, the Avengers Assemble has this crap line plus the Avengers Assemble Shield Gear line, which is the continuation of the Avengers movie line. And
right. So this is also just called Avengers Assemble. And the way you're going to be able to tell if it's a good Avengers Assemble or a bad Avengers Assemble is really by the price and the card. The All-Stars figures come on really tiny cards. They are by far the smallest cards I'm finding in the toy aisle right now.
They are very minuscule. They are look like they're made for little kids.
But the Avengers Assemble figures come on larger cards, about the same size as the old MU cards.
What right. do you name, like, the one for big kids, the All-Stars, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe come up with two different names! That's an even better idea.
Or different artwork. I mean, here's the confusing thing. If you look at it, they're using the same clip-arty artwork on both lines. Even though the cards are different sized, they look very similar in style as far as the card fronts go. But the Avengers Assemble shield gear is more akin to the movie lines we've been getting. It fits right in with the Avengers movie line, the Iron Man 2 movie line, those type of cards. Same type of bubble.
And it also has a style fits in pretty well with those Avengers movie figures we've got. You could take this Red Skull from the Avengers line and put it as a different kind of outfit next to your Chris Evans Captain America.
Yeah, style-wise, we didn't have a chance to review this first wave of these yet, but just going over them, there's some things in here that make me excited about this line going forward. You know, just based on some of the articulation and sculpting that I'm seeing in this line, I'm looking forward to what they can do in this not necessarily animated style. You know, in this first wave, we have some repaints and reuses. Captain America is a repaint from the Captain America line. And I think Red Skull, I think, is mostly the older Red Skull. And I'm not sure where that hat came from, but it's a new head. And I think it was Jerry on our Facebook page pointed out that coat might have come from an Indiana Jones exclusive figure from Comic-Con a few years back.
Yeah, the guy who was the Nazi assistant and had the symbols burned onto his hand.
Exactly. But those are the ones that have been reused. Black Widow, I can't really tell if that's some similar parts to the most recent Avengers Black Widow or that. I'm very interested to find out if that one is the same body as that three-pack that you have with the Black Widow in it.
I don't believe it is, no.
Okay. So there might be some newness there, especially the head. Then it's an all-new Hulk, which is impressive. They did an all-new Hulk without having to use any parts from the existing MU line. An all-new Iron Man, which is a little bit disappointing in the articulation department. But Falcon is an all-new sculpt, and I'm really impressed with the quality of the sculpt and the articulation on his body. And he's one of the just kind of plain, tight-fitting clothes guys. So that's the reason I'm excited about that is I can see this body being used going forward for a number of superheroes as they've done in the past. But my point being is if this Falcon figure in this first wave is any indication on the quality and the type of sculpting they're going to be doing going forward, that have me excited for this particular brand going forward. I mean, looking at these, there's a lot of new stuff and a lot of reuse stuff, but the Falcon figure in particular has some things that they haven't done in other previous movie type lines before. But the card art fails a little bit. They're using the same art on both of these lines. It's just a difference in size on the card for now, which makes them stand out a little less on the shelves because I have found these at Toys R Us, but you know what? They were kind of hidden in there. They didn't jump off the shelf like even that Wolverine cheap line does. These kind of get lost in the sea of other figures sitting on the pegs.
If your Toys R Us is like ours, there's an entire aisle now of Marvel, and it literally stretches from end to end, and it starts with the Spider-Man. And we've still got tons of amazing Spider-Man figures, including those glow-in-the-dark ones.
Yes, the ones that I had to, about a year ago, stop at four different Toys R Us's on a work trip to find.
Yeah, got them right there sitting. And then next to that, we get into our Wolverine figures and all those role-play toys. Then next to that is where the Avengers Assemble are. Next to that is still sitting around some old Thor and Iron Man 2 figures. And then next to that is the Iron Man 3 assemblers. So there's a lot of toy lines right there. And yeah, when you've got red Iron Man 2 cards and yellow and white and blue Iron Man 3 cards and Blue and Red's Amazing Spider-Man cards, these Avengers cards do kind of get lost. And you notice I didn't even list Marvel Universe. You have to actually turn a corner and go to the other side of the aisle to get to the Marvel Universe Marvel Legends.
Yeah, that sounds very much like one of the Toys R Us's around here, is that they have all that Marvel stuff in one aisle, and then, like you said, you turn around to the other freaky collectible stuff like The Walking Dead and that kind of stuff, and Marvel Universe is sitting there.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that going on right now. And then there is the middle ground. There are other Hasbro figures that are kind of collector-oriented, kind of kid-oriented. The Iron Man assemblers I talk about, they're at the collector price point, but so full of quote-unquote play value that it feels like a kiddie line.
Yeah, that one's a bit confusing. And we've talked about those to death. You know, they came out at $9.99 originally, and then for a lot of months, everybody had them marked to like $7, $7.50. And then for whatever reason, that second wave came out just in time for them to go back up to $9.99 everywhere. They're okay as a stand-in in the sculpt department, but they're like you said, they're in the middle. They're not articulated, and they're not really serving a purpose as far as getting all those armors out to a collector, I would think.
And also, there is that two-pack now at Toys R Us. There is only one two-pack, at least at mine. They had like 10 packages of it, all the same two figures, and that's a $23 pack. So now you're up well over the 10 per figure mark.
Exactly. Those are, since they're Toys R Us exclusives, they decided to goose it a little bit. I saw them at one Toys R Us for $24.99. I was like, come on, $12 a piece. Actually, it seems like I'm paying $20 for Red Snapper and then $3 for a repaint of the Gemini armor, but what are you going
to
do?
And then coming out pretty soon, I think it's expected to ship in October, is the Thor the Dark World figures. And that really appears to be more collector-oriented, but they have not announced a kid-focused Thor All-Stars line.
I'm sure we'll see some role-play stuff aimed at kids from Thor, but as far as the cheapo figures, I don't know that they'll do that. I don't think that they're going to be doing both for movies anymore.
I bet they do when Spider-Man comes out next year.
Yeah, that's probably a good bet. Because Spider-Man is the kind of the anchor point. Spider-Man's always there, whether or not there's a movie or not.
Now, in the first wave of Thor the Dark World figures, and we don't know if there will ever be a second, there's Thor, Curse, the Dark Elf, Loki, and Thor number 2.
And one of those is Thor without his sleeves on.
Right.
Because of the gun show, let's face it.
The sleeveless Thor has a blue kind of poncho cape, and then the fully chainmail Thor has the classic red and gold cape.
Right.
Now here's the thing about that one. The Dark Elf is one per case.
Of course.
Good luck.
Yeah, the one that might be somewhat of a troop builder. Let's make sure that's barely out there so we can make sure there's at least 30 Thors per Dark Elf at every store.
Yeah, each case has 6 Thors, 3 Curses, 2 Lokis, and a Dark Elf.
Wow. Yeah, we'll have to see how that line goes. We saw these in the booth at Comic-Con, and they look really good. I mean, these are aimed directly at collectors as far as sculpt and articulation go. But remember the first Thor line? We got all excited about those and got them early from the back rooms at Target, and then I think we were bored with them by the time they hit the shelves. And that suffered from second and third wave syndrome, too.
Which makes me wonder if they'll even do a second wave of this, because the first Thor movie, it had good sale on that first wave. I don't think they're going that deep with this line this time.
To be honest with you, I think they're still trying to find that balance between like how many waves a movie should have before they need to start concentrating on the next movie that's hot on its heels. I mean, just looking at it, Thor's out, and then Captain America 2's out, and then we're looking at Guardians of the Galaxy being out. I think this is all part of the plan on trying to make sure they're not overdoing stuff or underdoing stuff.
Well, about 3-4 months ago, we were in Chicago and counted like 56 Thors from the movie line at a Toys R Us.
And that's just the Thor characters. There were tons more Loki and other Wave 1 figures.
Probably plenty of Odin and all that stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. So there's still a lot of collector-oriented figures in the 3¾-inch scale, plus the 6-inch scale. Those are all collector-oriented, even though they're not going to just be Marvel Legends anymore. The Wolverine 6-inch line are Marvel Legends branded Wolverine. And then the Thor 6-inch line are Marvel Legends branded Thor. They're just theming the waves to tie into the movies, kind of the way they did with the Avengers figures.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen this before. It's actually kind of nice, I think, that they're doing it this way, because it's less stuff for us to never see at stores, the way the Marvel Legends have gone. You know, I know some people around the country had harder times finding the Avengers figures because those were Walmart exclusives. But I think if this is the only SKU going forward and it's not a retailer exclusive, it might be a little easier to get all of these out there and make sure that they keep going through. Because we did see Iron Man 3 6-inch figures pretty much everywhere, you know, with the exception of Ultron, which was a little bit harder to find. All of those made it to the pegs at most stores.
But speaking of hard-to-find Ultron Legends exclusives, they did announce where that gold Ultron is going, and I almost feel he should actually be 14-karat gold-plated for what I spent on him.
He's not? Wait, you didn't mention that.
For as excited as we were to get our hands on the Old Man Logan the way we did, I think they came back and gave us an uppercut that we didn't see coming on this.
They have changed their subscription service of the Marvel Comics Unlimited. We were paying $70 a year and getting a 3¾-inch figure. Well, now you can get it for $70 a year and you get just the comics. Or you can pay $100 a year and get the comics, plus the exclusive variant Ultron in gold. Plus, now here's some other benefits that seem kind of worth it. Members only event access at conventions and the like. Now, we are going to New York Comic Con. I asked Ryan Penagos, who works at Marvel.
Agent M.
Agent M.
He does love tacos, apparently, just so, in case anybody's wondering.
Per his
Twitter handle.
Also his Tumblr.
Oh, Tumblr.
Yeah, exactly. It is to be determined if this will be in effect by New York Comic Con. But if it could let us, you know, line cut at Hall H, hell yeah!
Yeah.
Do you think they do that, though? Of course, then everyone would buy it, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I don't think they could possibly do that. I don't think they could actually work it out with San Diego. I think the best they could do is, like, maybe a private event or maybe, like, a fan club breakfast like Star Wars used to do or something. But that's that. Early access to Marvel News. Get the same access as... Wait, I already get this as a news outlet. 15% off digital comics and collections at their digital comic store. That's not a bad thing. A full year of 15% off all the digital comic prices.
Yeah, nothing to shake a stick at.
10% off all the merchandise at MarvelStore.com, which does include currently some Sideshow pieces.
Oh, yeah. And they have Diamond Select figures in there sometimes, too.
Yeah. Their selection's pretty crappy, but all you have to spend is $300 a year to make your $30 back that you're spending to upgrade from the standard Marvel Unlimited subscription to this annual plus.
They have some nice watches. And some nice fleece pullovers.
What is a watch?
Actually, oh, it's for little boys. Never mind.
Yeah.
Well, this seems to be the problem with the Marvel store online.
And then finally, and this is, of course, the most important, a personalized member card and welcome letter.
Ooh.
I can make you one too, you know.
That means about as much as a certificate of authenticity on eBay. So we laugh about hard to get variants, but yes, I immediately went in and upgraded my account. If you're a subscriber already, you can upgrade to the annual plus and get your Ultron.
Did they have any word on when that figure is supposed to start shipping?
None whatsoever.
My guess is when hell freezes over.
I'm guessing 6 to 8 weeks, but we'll see. I mean, it's just a repaint, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and we've already seen it on eBay, so it is produced already. So my biggest thing is I think I'm going to wait to see just how exciting it is. I mean, the figure's not going to be a big surprise, but I'll be interested to see if it comes packaged like in an Iron Man 3 type of thing or no packaging, a new type of card, who knows. But that might be the thing that pushes me over the edge.
I'll let you know when I get it. But to the 3¾, the end of Marvel Universe does come with some bad news and a hell of a lot of confusion right here at the end.
Yeah.
We reviewed on our last show what is considered 2013 Wave 1. It's September, we're looking at Wave 1.
Of 2013.
Before October, we'll be looking at Wave 4 or 5, depending on how you want to count it.
2, 3, 4, 5. It's coming fast.
But we neglected to mention, because I don't think we paid that close of attention at the time, Wave 1 had the 4 new figures, Elektra, Mysterio, Captain America, and Rhino.
Right.
And then it had some other figures in there, Iron Fist, Black Spider-Man, Silver Surfer, and we just didn't even look because they're the same figures that have shipped before. Or are they?
So in the death pangs of the Marvel Universe, they decided to do something that they've never done in the previous 6 years of this line, which is reissue older figures on a new card and possibly with some variants going on in there. Well, not possibly. There are some variants going on.
Yeah, I had to get them out of the case and looked. I ordered a case of figures and I didn't look. Had I would have noticed immediately that the packaging is different, because when these older figures shipped, you either had the Shield, the Hammer logo, or that little diagonal comic cutout.
Right.
But here, these are in the brand new packaging that has no little cardboard insert.
Oh, there isn't anything over there, is there? I didn't even notice.
And they changed the series number. Instead of saying Series 2, which was the Hammer files and whatnot, these are all given a Series 5 figure number.
See, because previously they would ship older figures, but they'd keep them on the same card, and they were part of the same series that they were before. And the first time I noticed this was, I saw them at a store. I kind of glanced over, and I saw an Iron Spider-Man sitting on the pegs. And I was like, oh, I already have him. And then, but I did take a picture of it, because I thought it looked a little odd. And then I posted it to Facebook and asked some people if it looked different. And then by the time I got home, I realized it was way different. The original release of that Iron Spider-Man was like a maroon color. And then we got a variant of a translucent one. But this one's like a cherry red.
Yeah. And the Iron Fist is totally different as well in the package. If you look at him, you'll notice he's posed just like the white Iron Fist they put out. It is the white Iron Fist painted green.
So confusing.
This is going to be a nightmare, isn't it?
But here's where it really kills you, is if you're OCD and you have to have the numbers, the way it's numbered is Series 5, Silver Surfer is Figure 1, Iron Fist is 2, then we get to the quote-unquote new figures, Rhino 3, Cap 4, Mysterio 5, Elektra 6, then Black Spider-Man is 7, Iron Spider-Man is 8. And the Silver Surfer and Black Spider-Man are also, in my mind, significantly different. Now, I know, Justin, you decided to skip on the Silver Surfer, but I put them side by side. This is a totally new paint job for the Silver Surfer. It's the same pose in the card and the same surfboard accessory, but this one is a pearlescent blue.
Oh, he is? He's like kind of like an opal-y color.
Yeah, perfect word, opal.
Yeah, it's very, because he's got blues and purples and milky whites in there. I don't know if I like this, because he kind of looks like Quicksilver. You know, like that.
Not the Marvel character.
No. Like
Mercury.
Yeah, kind of like Mercury.
Yeah, he's definitely different than the more pure silvery white the previous release of this was.
I think by the time we get on talking about all this, I'm going to make the decision that I do need to get all of these, and it's just going to drive me crazy.
It's making me really glad I just ordered by the case.
Probably the best way to go about it.
Then black costume Spider-Man, he looks like a metallic blue paint job on his head and shoulders.
Wow.
But yeah, his neck and head are totally different blue. Either it was intentional or they've run out.
So this is a little bit maddening because it's not just this wave that they're doing this with.
No. See, it gets worse, folks. That's just the wave one news. There's actually another wave coming out. Now, this wave is completely ignored by everyone, including me, until 2 days before we recorded this, because it is all carry-forward figures.
Or are they?
This is a new case that is shipping, and they're calling it 2013 Wave 2. Now, obviously, we're going to have some figures here that I just talked about, because this comes with Rhino, one of them, two Captain Americas, one Iron Spider-Man, but we also are now getting in this Astonishing X-Men Wolverine, Red Hulk.
So that might just be a repack of the original Red Hulk.
But is it numbered? We don't know. Thanos, Ultimate Spider-Man, which I'm crossing my fingers is a repaint where they actually did him properly in the back.
Which we won't be able to tell until we open him.
Oh! You guys make this too easy.
X-Force Wolverine, Punisher, Hawkeye, and Nova.
Now, I've seen remnants of this wave at a few Targets this week. And out of this case, the only ones I haven't seen swinging from the pegs are the Rhino and the Red Hulk. The rest of them, I was able to lay my eyes on. And aside from that Iron Spider-Man that we decided was a new color scheme, the rest of them, I could not tell you if there was any difference or not. Thanos looked the same. Spider-Man looked the same, but that's not saying much because there's been so many Spider-Man, I'm not sure what's what anymore. But Astonishing X-Men Wolverine looked the same. Dark Hawkeye looked the same. And I don't know, the Black and Silver Wolverine might have been a bit more silver than previously released. But it was so hard to tell, and I spent a good 20 minutes in the toy aisle trying to decide if I was going to pick all these up or just wait and see what's what. And eventually I just picked up like a few of them and brought them home to compare. And I have yet to dig out the originals to see what's what. I did pick up a few.
I've ordered a case.
Of course you have. This is not a surprise to anyone, is it, Justin?
Nope. I almost rely on it at this point.
Arnie's your test subject, isn't he?
He's my cooler.
Well, I'm nervous enough about the minor variants that I wanted to get a case from Entertainment Earth just to be sure that I'd have these. Plus, we need them for the card variants for our photo galleries, right?
Right. There's no doubt that they're all carded variants, so there's no harm in getting a case of these.
And then maybe I'll be somebody's best friend come Christmas exchange. But that's the carry forward wave. Then comes a new wave of figures, and I know Hasbro has released some news on this that pissed people off. Because this wave comes with four new figures. You've got Marvel Now Iron Man, Baron Zemo, Abomination, and Marvel Knights. Marvel Knights? What is Marvel Knights, you ask? No, it's not Blade and Punisher this time. It's Cloak and Dagger. Now, initially, Hasbro had said they would ship together on one card.
Or as a two-pack of some sort, yeah.
But now they've announced they're going to split them up, and Cloak will be a variant of Dagger. And also, Abomination is going to have a variant A-Bomb.
Right.
So, here at the end, and just for people who may not have collected figures a lot, the last waves are always the hardest to ever find. The very last wave has what we refer to as last wave syndrome, where you probably will never see it in stores.
That's what eBay and Entertainment Earth are for.
Right, but if we can get them at retail now, while they're still available for pre-order, better safe than sorry.
I have ordered this case, but the problem with this is the case itself would be fine. It would be bad enough. But the fact that there are these variants, and when/if they get them out.
Right. We're not sure if it's probably a good bet that you won't get one of each on A-Bomb and Abomination and Cloak and Dagger. You're probably going to get two of the same one.
And if eBay research can be believed, I think we're going to get Abomination first because I'm seeing a lot of them out there on eBay for $15 to $25. And A-Bomb is going to be the one that we don't know how it's going to ship yet, as it goes for $65 to $100.
Yeah.
As for Cloak and Dagger, it looks like we're getting Dagger first because there's a lot of Daggers on eBay for, again, $15 to $25. $100 for Cloak.
Yep. That seems to be what I'm seeing too. And that jives. It jives that the first case or this wave is starting to hit, you know, maybe overseas and is getting its way out here a little bit. And the other wave, I don't know. The variants might be in a revision case, not too far behind. Or maybe never coming. I don't know.
But then we're getting some other carry forward figures in this wave, which are also different. There's a Ghost Rider, and this is a translucent head Ghost Rider.
Wow, Arnie, are you super excited about that?
I am, actually. Yeah,
I actually am too. This will be like the fourth time we're getting Ghost Rider. But finally, the whole head is translucent. Previously, they just did his hair in that translucence, but this seems to be more right on. That looks really cool.
Then we're getting a Hulk figure, origin unknown, color unknown.
Well, there's an eBay link that I believe you sent me that shows that there is a gray version of Hulk in the new Hulk sculpt, and that could be this.
Yeah, so it is a really nice looking Hulk, so that could be in this wave. It's probably that one, because the next wave, the last wave, lists Red Hulk specifically. And then we again get the carry forward figure X-Force Wolverine, which is on pegs now from that case we just talked about.
So with all these cases, and they're filling in with some of these other carry forward figures, some of them may be easier to find than others. Just looking at it, that Wolverine and Dark Hawkeye and Iron Spider-Man, Punisher, those are all going to be pretty easy to find once these things start hitting pegs.
I wouldn't count on that, because here's the thing. This Wave 3 that we just listed, which is the first shipping of Cloak, Dagger, Abomination, A-Bomb, Iron Man, and Baron Zemo, is likely the last case any stores will get. So the figures that are going to be easy to find are really Rhino and that wave, plus some of these carry-forward figures that you say you can't see any difference on.
Right.
But the Iron Spider-Man isn't carrying forward past the second case of this year. The Red Hulk seems to be the same Red Hulk as before. So if you're looking for Black Spider-Man, Silver Surfer, Iron Fist, or Iron Spider-Man, I wouldn't feel too confident in how much they're going to ship. And I'd be really worried about Wave 3. Even though there is the final wave, Wave 4, which again has Cloak or Dagger, Abomination or A-Bomb, Baron Zemo again, Marvel Now Iron Man again, and then once again, Astonishing X-Men Wolverine, Iron Spider-Man one last time, Red Hulk, Punisher, Hawkeye, Colossus, and Warpath. A couple interesting ones that if they are variants, screw you, Hasbro. Oh,
man.
Because this is going to be the last wave ever of Marvel Universe, which means really, really hard to find. I've gone ahead and ordered a case.
Is it the last wave, though? Because Entertainment Earth has a listing for Wave 5. Or are you saying the last wave with new figures in it?
They have Wave 5? Oh, damn. No, the last one with... No, I guess Wave 4 and 5. I didn't see Wave 5 until just now. I obviously have not ordered Wave 5, as this is a pretty new listing of, again, all carry-forward figures. Black Knight!
What? Nightcrawler, X-Force, Alpha Flight, Omega Red. Holy cow.
So guess what I'm ordering a case of?
All of these are scheduled to ship in October.
Which means several waves. So good luck finding Black Knight, Omega Red, Alpha Flight. That's right. I'm remembering now. Omega Red, we saw these in the slideshow they presented at Comic-Con. And Alpha Flight, son of a biscuit. It's a swap-out figure of Northstar and Aurora. In the last case they're ever shipping, they're doing a variant figure, and they're only shipping one per case.
And there's your expensive figure.
Or maybe never to be seen figure. Jeez.
But they showed it. They showed it at Comic-Con. They showed it 2 months ago, and it had a big burst next to it that said variant alert.
Right. Alert. You're never going to find this figure. Except maybe on eBay for $300.
Hey now, even the blonde Black Widow didn't go for that much.
Barely not that much.
Yeah, slightly over half much. Yeah, it is very clearly stating that when I ordered that case here, one Iron Fist, which will be that carry forward that I'll probably have three or four of now. If anybody needs one, hit me up on the forums. Another black costume Spider-Man. That's good. Mine has a bad paint drop on the eye. Another Iron Spider-Man, another Marvel Now Iron Man, another Incredible Hulk of indeterminate color, Baron Zemo carry forward, Ultimate Spider-Man carry forward, Nova carry forward, then new Omega Red 1, Alpha Flight 1, Nightcrawler X-Force, which they showed on the slide is just a repaint, 1, and Black Knight 1.
So what this all tells you is if you want these figures for sure, get a case now.
I'm doing that right now.
As am I.
But that's still not going to get me both of Alpha Flight.
So that means there's maybe a revision case yet to come? I suppose hopefully a revision case yet to come.
We can cross our fingers, but it's not listed on Entertainment Earth or Big Bad Toy Store as anything in the way of Wave 5 Revision 1 or Wave 6?
Well, with all these things scheduled to ship in or around October, hopefully these move out, and they move out in good numbers, and they hit the stores, at least some stores. I don't know. I don't know what to think about the end of MU coming like this. It's a hard game to try to figure out what to do. And you're doing it in a way that you're assured one of each figure at least, but that's also assuring that you're getting multiple of a number of figures as well.
Still not assured of that Alpha Flight variant. That's the killer. But the good thing is I'll have a lot of trade bait. A lot of trade bait.
I'll trade a whole case of something for one Alpha Flight. Yeah, this is going to be absolutely crazy. That wave is 12 unique figures. No double ups on any of them.
I honestly say if you are a completist collector and you feel you need this, do what I'm doing right this second as I talk. Break out the wallet, head to Entertainment Earth, please use our affiliate link, and order yourself the case.
Because I honestly think that that may be cheaper than having to go to eBay and pay the scalper prices for those figures that you may never, ever see at retail and may not even ship to retail.
They probably won't. As Arnie has his credit card out right now. I'm not kidding, people.
Yeah, this is not a dramatic recreation. This is Arnie spending $129.99.
Plus shipping.
No, that's including shipping.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, see? They're having a free shipping deal right now.
So yeah, my hope is that the Marvel Universe skew doesn't go away for a while. Like, hopefully that stays in stores for a couple more resets, maybe into the Christmas season and maybe into late winter.
I guess that's the hope of the Alpha Flight figures, is that they'll just ship and ship and ship and ship those cases over the Christmas holiday. I don't know how great a seller the Marvel Universe figures are, but realistically, we have about a 2-month lag there. The killer is going to be Hasbro always announces toys that are going to appear in January of a calendar year. I remember they did this for a new line of Star Wars figures. What did I find put out on the pegs on Christmas Eve? So about a week and a half early, but that line of figures. So when we say the Avengers quality figures, Avengers Universe, are starting in January 2014, we're probably going to start seeing them in December 2013, which means these stores are going to know Marvel Universe is dead, Jim.
And that means you won't see anything because it's done.
Yeah, there's that last wave syndrome again, where that last case, stores just don't want to order it. It's like engaging yourself to a terminal patient. It's a nice thought, but do you really want to do that?
Well, why have the shelf space, which is something that's very valuable for something that's discontinued? Yeah. And that's probably not a big seller right now anyway.
True. It's already been, you know, shrunk down to about 2 pegs at every retailer I've seen now. The ones that even have them. I see empty pegs at a lot of Walmarts. Not very many MU there, but
they're going to clear out their warehouses and they're going to stop ordering.
Oh, this is scary.
Technically, they should remove the discontinued SKUs from their ordering systems anyway, as soon as they receive notice. A lot of times the retailers will run specials so they can get it, but it's probably gone.
My only hope, though, is that this fourth wave, which is the carry-forward figures, is where we're going to see A-Bomb and Cloak, since I think the first case is Abomination and Dagger. But it's going to be a rough go, and it's going to be all in the next 60 days. I'm going to have 4 cases of figures arriving in the next 60 days. That means I don't even want to think about that. Oh my god, I just spent how much on figures at $130 a case times 4?
I know.
That's only one purse. There's a new tote out I want.
Well,
forget Halloween. I'm going to go trick or collecting, man.
Yeah, we'll just start handing out duplicate action figures to kids. That's actually a great idea. Could we write that off?
You can't write off your trick-or-treat candy.
Oh. But what if it's...
It's not a charitable donation. It's begging.
But that would be like, we'd be the most awesome block or house, wouldn't we?
Could I just go outside and say, have home, need toys, and see if people give me money? But finally, even with these figures that are going to be hard to find, there are going to be some figures that you'll never find. And this is kind of sad, too, because with MU ending and Avengers Assemble taking over, they've said they're not going to do the comic packs anymore, and they may not do the team packs, and even if they do, They're really focusing the line on Avengers, which means we're going to just see less variety of figures. And so a couple of things I was personally really excited for when we saw at Toy Fair, we may not see. One of which is the X-Men Extinction Team, which was going to be a 3¾-inch Emma Frost, along with Juggerlossus.
That's right.
And Cyclops. This has never been released, and there is none of them on eBay, no way to pre-order a case. This just vanished.
Right, along with the possibility of that Thor that they've been showing for two consecutive Comic-Cons now that has the Executioner and Scourge and Valkyrie in it.
I'm hoping this could get rebranded a Thor exclusive somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It makes sense that they could possibly get somebody to pick that up as part of the Thor movie line. But the X-Men Extinction Team, maybe next year when X-Men Days of Future Past comes? Maybe?
One thing that keeps me from saying that we'll never see these is we have seen them exist. Like you're saying, we haven't seen them on eBay or anything like that. But lately, Amazon is becoming an additional exclusive destination. So it's very possible that these may pop up as Amazon exclusives at some point.
Hey, Justin, remember when we were at Comic-Con and we saw that unmasked Tony Stark and Rhodey figure with the Black Widow in the Iron Man 2 line?
Yes.
Remember how that goes for $400 on eBay right now?
I'm just saying that Amazon has become a new exclusive destination, so this stuff isn't necessarily dead. I'm not saying that it's alive and it's going to happen, but it's a possibility.
Other things that are pretty much dead, though, I think we can say certainly Fing Fang Foom is dead.
Yeah.
We're going to play taps for him.
And I don't think Hasbro ever intended to follow David Vonner's suggestion that he told us that show that made me weep of including Howard the Duck with Fing Fang Foom. They were going to do a Gray Hulk figure, probably a repack or repaint. And then we saw at Comic-Con back in 2011, a listener reminded me of this, there was a comic pack of Secret Avengers, Ant-Man and Moon Knight, and we never got that pack.
Yeah, that showed up on sites for pre-order at one point, and there was pictures of it, and just never materialized.
And then remember how excited people got at New York Comic-Con when Vonner started talking about Death's Head?
Yep. Probably not going to happen.
The Eric Masterson Thor with the Throg accessory. And then maybe Sasquatch and Wendigo. Maybe.
Maybe.
These are all going to be discarded concepts. And yes, they could have prototypes of them that they never make. I mean, it happens in toy lines all the time.
Yeah.
They can have molds and just go, it doesn't fit our strategic plan anymore.
Well, those were shown at Comic-Con in the presentation this year during the same conversation of how MU is going away. So it's possible those might not be necessarily slated for the MU line. I can't remember if they said for certain those were Marvel Universe or if they were just showing 3¾-inch figures that may eventually pop up in this new Avengers line.
I'm hopeful that all these things make it out. I really want to see them, but collectors, there will still be figures for you. It just may not be quite as deep of a variety. If you're an X-Men fan, there might be reason to cry a little bit for the time being, but I have no doubt that X-Men will find their way back in. But let us know what you think about all of these changes. If you have any questions about this or comments on what Hasbro's doing with Marvel, give us a call at 803-MARVEL-4 or send an MP3 message to show@marvelicioustoys.com. But if you're curious about the Avengers Assemble figures, we are going to be going in depth on those on our next show. And we'll be looking at the latest wave of Marvel Legends, the show after that. There is a programming note. We started off as an every other week show. We went up to weekly over the summer, you know, with all of the big news. But we are going to be going back to every other Wednesday. So you can find us on Wednesday here at Marvelicioustoys.com. On the other weeks, if you collect Star Wars, head over to SWActionNews.com to hear Marjorie and I talk Star Wars collecting.
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@MarveliciousToys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin.
Website photo editing by Jen and Jeff. Podcast enhancement by Andrew, Shane, Daryl, and Barrett.
Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars, Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended.
Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2013, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Yeah, maybe. Input? Should I be getting stuff on output?
When I talk, yes.
Yeah, there is.
Are we 96?
Yes. Show, not age.
The episode.
I'm not getting any output.
Let me see your phone.
Hold on.
But don't let me see your phone.
Yeah, I think
Are you driving the Drive app?
Yes.
Is your Wi-Fi turned off?
Yes.
Is there a bird in the room?
Yes.
Okay.
Then you silence the bird. Can you do better by getting the show started?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's
96?
See. Yes. Which is not as good as 69, just for the record.
Yeah, it's just more work.
We're awful.
All I needed were... to not choke.
Oh my god, are you getting verklempt? What's going on? Sticky.
First you talk about Black Widow and head, and then using Falcon's body. And just confused. I just got a package shipped from Sideshow that weighs 29 pounds. I believe Galactus is coming.
Oh, wait, is the Silver Surfer at the front door now?
I was going to say, yeah, the Silver Surfer come first, and then, like, he heralds the arrival of Galactus 3 days later. That'd be a clever shipping thing if they did that. Just get a little bubble mailer in the mail one day.
That means about as much as a surfing ticket? A certificate of authenticity on eBay.
Are you going surfing? I'm confused.
Surfing bird.
Dear God, if you sing that song, I'm punching you in the balls. Wow.
So.
And Wendigo?
Wendigo, I thought.
Wendigo.
Is it Wendigo?
No, I think you're right, Wendigo.
I think Wendigo ate your baby. So. Oh, go ahead.
I was burping, I'm sorry. Oh. Did it sound like I had a big, deep thought?
Yes, it did.
And now, another special moment with David Vodder.
Well, you know what? I mean, I don't know. Do I have time to actually explain any of this or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're a podcast. We don't have people telling us how long to go.
The next show's coming on.
We're recording massive pickups because of us. We're wrong.
We're just a little bit retarded. It's not like we went full retard.
Re-editing makes my eyes rain.
What if they really decide to get confusing and they want to do an Avengers Assemblers assemble line where you can pop off the arms of Thor and put them on Cap?
Avengers Assemblers? Hey, if they put a Spider-Man in that line and I can build a Spider-Hulk, I'll be happy.
Heck yeah.